I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We'll see near steady temperatures in the low to mid 40s today with a clearing sky and gusty northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to around 30 miles an hour at times. Illinois residents are being reminded that if they need health insurance coverage for next year, they need to register by Friday night. The Illinois Department of Insurance says it's issued the reminder because people may not understand that they can no longer change their plans in January after receiving their first premium bill. The department says people looking to purchase insurance should visit getcovered.illinois.gov to view individual plans offered both on and off the exchange. It also says the connector tool on that website will allow people to arrange appointments with navigators and certified application counselors. People with questions or hoping to sign up for a plan over the phone can request to speak to a licensed insurance agent by calling 866-311-1119 weekdays between 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. Public health officials are warning parents and students that there is a rise in whooping cough in central Illinois. Mark Schultz reports.
There are 7 confirmed pertussis or whooping cough cases in Champaign County schools and 27 since October. Most involve high school students. Dr. Arwais Vade is an epidemiologist for the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District, and he says pertussis vaccines tend to wear off in children around 12 years of age.
And so a lot of time boosters are required, and even with that boosters, the vaccine does not provide 100% immunity.
Vade adds that whooping cough is not usually fatal, but it is dangerous for people with compromised immune systems or other health conditions. Antibiotics can clear up the infection, so Vade says if you notice a persistent cough accompanied by a high-pitched whoop, be sure to get to a doctor right away. I'm Mark Schultz.
The Pichard Foundation for Abused Children was able to spread some holiday cheer again this year. Each year, the organization gives toys to needy children throughout southern Illinois, and this year, they collected more than 1,500 toys. Glenn and Joe Pichard say every year, the number of requests grows, and they couldn't keep going on without the help of donors.
We'll keep expanding to meet the needs of as many children as we can, given the situation that we have here in southern Illinois with large numbers of children categorized as abused.
And we appreciate all of the people who donate towards this. There are people who specifically want their donation used for gifts for children at Christmas. And we honor that. And intend to keep honoring that.
The foundation's gifts are distributed through local social service agencies, and leaders say it's through the generosity of others that they can make it happen. I'm Jennifer Fuller.